Here with me in this interview, I've got Randy Arian. He's Director of Retail Marketing at NCBA. And Randy, first of all, just tell me a little bit about this job you've got.
Okay, what we're charged with doing is utilizing beef checkoff dollars to help grow beef demand at retail. And so our target audience is the retailer, making sure that we give them all the tools possible to help grow beef demand in their channel.
So give me an example of one of the projects. I know we're in the middle of the summer here, and this is a time when you've got some real retail promotional promotions going.
Exactly. One of our very long-standing relationship is with Kraft's A1 Steak Sauce. And this year, we're getting them to distribute dollar-off beef coupons in about 10,000 supermarkets around the country. And the good news about that, Chuck, is Kraft picks up 100% of the redemption cost, because in order to get the dollar off beef, you have to also buy a bottle of A1. And they really recognize and appreciate the opportunities of being able to be merchandise adjacent to beef. That's their goal in working with the checkoff.
And I understand that we've got kind of like a new program coming up to target the Hispanic market.
Right. And sitting with me today is Don Stewart, and he's the chairman, the producer leader of our retail committee. And Don had the opportunity to go to New York and receive the Effie Award. And I'd like Don to talk a little bit about why we received the Effie Award for this Hispanic program.
Well, let's do that, Don. Why don't you fill us in on this?
Well, the Effie Award, first of all, is a national award by the American Marketing Association, and some people have equated it to an Oscar, so that our producers out there understand it's a really big honor. And the Hispanic Initiative Program, the checkoff program, sponsored by the Retail Joint Committee of your checkoff, won this award. And they won it with this Hispanic Initiative, which was a program, bilingual program, where chain stores, meat departments were shown how to market beef to our Hispanic consumers. The Hispanic, as a group, are huge beef eaters and always have been. And they're coming into the United States in greater numbers. And many of our retail partners didn't understand. They weren't getting returns from their grocery stores that are in the areas that were changing. And so we presented this program bilingually, showing them how to present the beef the way the consumer wanted to see it. In addition, and I think more important, we took the consumer bilingual brochures, showing them that the beef that they've always loved is available in the United States in the forms, and these are the names you want to look for in the store. And it was very successful in the target program, 28% improvement in beef sales in the stores using the program, and that's just huge.
So what's the status of it right now in terms of having that roll out to a larger group? Or?
Well, actually, the beef checkoff is really where tend to be the group that gets things started. We want to show the possibilities, the opportunities, and then we're looking for the retailers that are really going to benefit from these increased sales to pick up the cost. So we've gone out and developed these materials, and then we're going to make them available at cost to retailers to purchase. And one of the most successful elements of this program was the dictionary that had the bilingual language, so it really helped the English-speaking meat director, meat manager, understand what the Hispanics were looking for. And one of the things that we were impressed when we did the research was the Hispanic shopper wants to learn the English terms. And so the bilingual aspect of this was a very important element. And so we're really kind of getting things started and providing tools so that retailers can better market product to the Hispanic shopper. But we're not in the business of providing materials with checkoff dollars long term.
Anything else that we should be aware of that you're working on right now?
Well, just before we started talking about Hispanic, we're talking about summer grilling. Another partnership that we have, Chuck, that we're extremely pleased with that's new this year is really a three-way partnership. Well, I mentioned A1, but we're also working with Anheuser-Busch. And this summer, we're going to be the Anheuser-Busch beer distributors, which are local in all markets, are going to be distributing display materials in over 22,000 supermarkets with booklets that have cooking tips on beef that were provided by the Chekhov-funded Beef Culinary Center, some recipes from A1, and also some recipes from Anheuser-Busch. And those will contain either $2 off or $3 off coupons for beef with the purchase of A1. And again, the Beef Chekhov does not have to pick up any of the redemption cost because they're looking for the opportunity to have the association with beef. They recognize that their product gets sold in conjunction with beef, and we're just delighted to have that partnership.
Great. Well, thank you both for taking a couple minutes to talk about some of the new programs that you're working on at the retail level using Chekhov dollars here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.